We generally dry through, let's say, the late night hours. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Chance of a shower in the wee hours of the morning. And then showers and thunderstorms become likely on Tuesday, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening, with a high tomorrow around 81. And then mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time, right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going, but with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
See there?
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest, he's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down, get ready, I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Here's something special you'll find only on the Health and Wealth Show. From Mississippi writer, Lori Parker.
Have you heard the strange news about Mayberry yet? They've canceled choir practice because of the threat. A closed sign is hung on Floyd's barbershop door. And even Ben Weaver has shut down his store. Ms. Mendelbright's no longer taking on boarders. Mayor Stoner has issued stern stay-at-home orders. The wild, rowdy fun girls ignored his request, and Gomer, as citizen, made the arrest. The governor canceled the trip he had planned. He's no longer coming to shake Barney's hand. Aunt B has forsaken her meal-cooking tasks. She and Clara are swamped sewing medical masks. While those two are laboring at their machines, poor Andy and Opie eat weenies and beans. Speaking of masks, Barney's getting much grief. He mistook a mask-wearing Miss Crump as a thief. And it's tough times for Otis. No hooch in the hills. Only hand sanitizer is now made at Steele's. Ernest T. is complying while this is ongoing. He sprays rocks with Lysol at first before throwing. And old Briscoe Darling's in self-quarantine. Just a bed and a Bible. No boys or Charlene. Johnny Paul Jason told Opie he's sure that stagnated water and tar is a cure. But pharmacist Ellie has news to inspire us. She discovered there's something that does kill the virus. Miracle salve? Colonel Harvey's elixir? Nope, those are not in her remedy mixer. It's a foul-smelling chemical like kerosene. That's right, Aunt B's pickles kill COVID-19. So the good folks of Mayberry know they will whip it, and they're pulling together, and they're gonna nip it.
Nip it in the bud!
From our super secret studios, where we put hand sanitizer on our hand sanitizer before we sanitize our hands, just so it'll be sanitary, it's the Health and Wealth Show. the radio program that's sanitized to within an inch of its life. As a matter of fact, there's a clause in our contract about being sanitary. And I know what some of you are saying, there ain't no sanitary clause. And even more of you are saying, that was a long way to go for that joke. Anyway, here he is, the guru of greenbacks, the professor of prosperity, and one of the most sanitized asset preservationists you'll ever meet. It's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. I am in my sanitary garb here.
There we go. Yes, you are. I was pulling the wrong thing off.
I've been sanitized. I'm married to a retired nurse.
Would you like me to
sanitize?
Would you like me to take a picture so we can send it to her?
Why not?
Because you are...
I had to make a promise that I would be staying in my sanitary garb.
Yes, here I am. Wait a minute. You look terrible. Oh, wait. That's me. Let me flip the camera around. Turn the camera back around there. Yeah, you are...
I even have my gloves on.
Sanitary, man.
Yes.
You could go and do some operating if you had to.
Yes.
And by the way, that was that little poem was called Mayberry COVID-19, and that was by a young lady over in Mississippi. Her name is Lori Parker. She's a writer. She's a poet. She's an illustrator. She's got all kind of goodies going on, and she's got like 5 or 6 books out.
Wow.
And if you liked what she did there, you want to check out what she does. She is on Facebook at Mississippi Writer Lori Parker. And if you need any more information on that, just give me a holler, and I'll direct you toward Mississippi Writer Lori Parker. I got in contact with her, and she was gracious enough to give me permission do that. And I produced it up with the music and sent it to her.
Yeah, it was great.
She liked it. But we might play that again a little bit later.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm doing good. I mean, I'm listening to the news. I'm watching the stock market. I'm looking at all these products and stuff. You know, everything's going kind of sort of the way we told it would happen. So, you know, the market goes up, the market goes down. The market tries to recover, and then it goes back down. You know, right now, we don't have any solid footing to know what's going to happen.
No, it kind of changes up every day.
It changes every day. And people, you know, if you look at all of the historic things that have ever happened. For example, I said this a little earlier on a radio show. Historically, in 1929, and I'm not saying this is 1929. I know this is not 1929, but we do look at, you know, historics to see how things worked.
Yeah.
1929, the market went down, and by the time 1930 came around, it was up something like 73%.
Back to where it had been.
Well, not back to where it would have been, but it come back up.
Right.
You know? But by 1932, because things didn't work out the way they were wanting it to. See, it takes a while, okay? It was back down, I think it was around 90%. Now, I hope nothing like this happens, and I don't expect it personally to be like that. I think we're in a different time zone altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Our government infuses money massively. But there's this other lingering problem. When you start printing massive amounts of money, just giving it away like candy, really.
Yeah, that's going to throw a kink in things.
Do you not think that somebody is going to have a diabetic reaction in the market? In other words, all this candy they're handing out, and I'm not, listen, they're hungry. They need help.
Yeah.
But who's going to pay for the candy bill? Who's going to pay for all of this? You know what? It's going to be every one of us that work. We'll have to pay it. We already had debt, tremendous debt, and now we're going to have even more debt. And then you've got some of these kooky folks that have all messed up hair and they're wearing spectacles down to their nose.
Not them hairy spectacle people.
I think one of them is trying to run for president.
Oh, you talking about? I know who you're talking about. Well, he's been quiet, hasn't he?
Well, he said something the other day. He said, well, they just need to give everybody all this money and don't worry about all this other stuff, you know. I'm going, well, where's it coming from? You got the AOC said, well, look, just give it to everybody. Give it to the people who jumped over the walls.
Exactly.
Just give it to them.
She's an idiot.
You know, and I'm sitting back and going, yeah, who's paying for all this? where's this coming from? Is you think this grows on trees?
Exactly. Well, it must. They're pulling it out like it is.
Well, it must grow at a printing press.
I wish I could find that tree.
I think it grows in a printer. Maybe it's that's where it is. They could kill it right there. It's in the printer, in the type.
Well,
they type it out.
You know, if they would just let you print your own.
Well, yeah, if they're going to do this, why don't they just let us go around and write IOUs? I owe you. I'll never pay you back, but I owe you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I've heard some of the conspiracy theories that they're doing all this. This is a front. They're getting ready to go to a electronic currency.
Yeah.
And do away with paper money.
Well, maybe. Well, there's some more conspiracies out there. Like, China did this deliberately to take over the economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I will put this out. I think they lied about how many of them got sick.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that could not, even though they're aggressive
mm-hmm.
and mean to their people.
Right.
They can't be so mean that none of them got sick with this virus. Especially if it came out of their bio lab,
mm-hmm. Well,
bio weapon lab.
Tucker Carlson said something the other night that I said weeks ago, and that's kind of scary. He said that he thought that they released that over there because they had all these people in the streets protesting, and
mm-hmm.
they were pro-American. They were marching around with American flags. They couldn't do nothing with them. So they let this over there, and they all got scared and went and hid out, and it just got out of hand.
I mean, we don't know what they were doing over there. None of it makes any sense.
Mm-mm.
The thing is, they unleashed it on us. Wherever it came from, if it came from a lab or if it came from a bat that flew out of the lab
And somebody ate it.
Somebody ate it, whatever. Or maybe they force-fed them. I don't know what they did.
Uh-huh.
But none of this makes any sense at all.
Eat this bat.
Now, pandemics. Let's look at some statistics of pandemics in the past. First of all, we have a lot of good scientists, a lot of good doctors. You know, they're working on the vaccine. They're working on monoclonal, what they call something that they just inject in you. It doesn't... And you know, like when you're born, and if you drink your mother's milk, you mm-hmm. get what we call a passive immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this would be like a passive immunity if they inject these monoclonal antibodies into you until they can find a vaccine or develop a vaccine
mm-hmm.
that could take over the job later.
Well, what about the pill thing, the chloride, whatever it is?
Well, and
a Z-Pack, I think they said.
Well, I mean, they've noticed this stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They've noticed it, but you know how scientists are. Until they do all their studies and double-blind this and all that kind of stuff, they're not going to say that anything's working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got... I was watching something the other day. There was a scientist. He's an immunologist. He said, hey, I think in the laboratory we've made this monoclonal antibody that'll work. But until it runs through all these tests, we can't release it, okay?
This is an emergency, man.
So, well, I know it's an emergency. They got to speed it up, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, we do have a lot of obstacles here. We got FDA obstacles. We got all these things. Trump is pushing all this stuff. And then you get all this back push from all the so-called regulatory people. Listen, the regulatory folks tried to put me out of business a few years ago, and practically all of the guaranteed products would have got snuffed down. I'm not going to say snuffed out, but stumped down. And thank the Lord, we have products now that will complement the stock market and give huge bonuses to people who need to be replenished. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not going to be in stocks per se. It uses the stock market. But if we can take you right now before it goes back down again, for example, and I'm not saying it's going back down, but I personally think it is.
Yeah.
Personally, I think it's going to go down substantially before it comes back up. But that's just my opinion. I'm sticking to it. And the reason why I believe that is because history has taught us that this is what happens. So if history repeats itself, it's going back down. We haven't tested the bottom yet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If history repeats itself.
Yeah.
So... what I'm trying to say is, folks, we have a way to jump out sideways before the train hits the other train and still keep traveling at 50 to 70% of the speed that you were traveling
mm-hmm.
but not gets clobbered before, you know, before in the meantime. Okay?
Right.
So if you're 50 or 60 years old or older, you need to look at these things. Now, once you get, you know, past 85, we can't do a whole lot for it. Well, we can do some people all the way up to 90. Now, for you folks that say, look, I'm sick and tired of what the banks are paying. They're paying 2%. Do you know we have 4% guaranteed for 5 years? If you want that, I'll give it to you, but I can give you better. Okay, that's locked-in rate. It's like an annuity. It's similar to a CD in a way, because you put the money in there and it's going to grow for 5 years at 4%, compounding tax deferred, meaning you want to pay any taxes until you pull the money out, okay? And then you could transfer it to another annuity and not get clobbered. So you folks that have been playing around with those 5 year, 3 and 4 and 5 year CDs, we have a better alternative. But we have an even better alternative for you folks that are older that want to make sure that the money is there whenever you need it, if you need it in the next 5 years, say.
Right.
Because we don't know how long this thing is going to go on. And if you had been, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, I'm just saying, think about this. Let's say that this was going to play out similar to 1929, and it goes up, and it head fakes us, and then it goes back down. Wouldn't you wish you jumped out sideways and got a huge bonus and still made money when everybody else is losing?
Oh, yeah.
That's the message I'm trying to put out there.
Mm-hmm,
and,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I know it's hard to wrap your hands around it. It's hard to wrap your head around it. But
if somebody came out with a pill right now,
yeah,
and it was all tested and true and everything, and it says, if you take this, this is guaranteed that you won't get the coronavirus, because this medical people looked at it and everything's cool. This is going to work. This is the cure right here. You would probably want to get some.
Right.
Well, this that David's talking about is the thing or the measure you take so you don't lose your money. And it's proven and it works, and it would probably be the best thing for you to do.
And get this, if the market does go look like it's going to do some things,
yeah,
you can move some of your money penalty-free, you know, over time, say like 10, 20% a year back into the markets.
Uh-huh. So what you need to do is call David at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. You probably will talk to David. You'll talk to Leah. You might talk to Matthew. It just depends on who grabs the phone. And they will explain this to you and show you how this can help you through these crazy times.
Now, I want to say some things that I'm utilizing to I don't know how many of you folks have been reading stuff. And these are experts.
Mm-hmm.
These are economists and
Smart people.
Smart people, money managers, stuff like that. Okay, at 10:55 a.m., an article came out that Citigroup said global earnings may fall 50% and stock prices could then drop by the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening to me? I know we went up 10, 12% today, but that could have been a head fake. You know what that is?
That's like when you're playing football, when you juke somebody.
Right. Here's another one. Wall Street star manager says S&P 500 could plunge to 1,500 in worst-case scenario. And he said, I would not buy any stock until I saw the shoe drop before getting back into stocks. In other words, how bad is this unemployment?
Uh-huh.
How bad is this economy really been damaged? Just because somebody said the COVID virus was not killing as many people. And where was that data? You know, we don't know. You can't react to enthusiasm can carry you way up and then you can fall down. Uh-huh. When in doubt, take the safe route.
That's
if you're at the age. And we were talking something about this a little earlier.
Yeah.
People who are 50 plus or even 45 plus, they tend to do worse with a COVID virus.
Yeah.
People who are greater than 50, if the market goes down, tend to be in a worse jam than the folks that are younger. So, young folks, this message is not so much for you. Folks that are older, This message is right on true. Think about this. Think about what you're doing. Sometimes just ignoring things like the ostrich did, sticking his head down in the sand, is not the way to go. Opportunity is a knocking. Take it. Don't stop, you know, flocking like an ostrich would.
There you go. We were talking a while ago. I think last week we mentioned this about, you know, it's not over till the fat lady sings.
Right.
And it's also, we're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
Well, I think, hopefully, the fat lady might be warming up. I don't know. Maybe, but, well, maybe this is her.
Sounds like she's with an orchestra.
There she is. And we're waiting on the other shoe to drop. Wait a minute. Here it comes.
Man.
So there you go.
I hope she washes her feet.
I hope that didn't hit her. But, you know, it could be over. It could be over tomorrow. It could be over in 6 months.
It could.
We just don't know.
We don't know. But the problem is we don't know.
That's it.
And we know that history has repeated itself over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's the benefit of history right there. We know what happened the first time.
Right.
And I would say 100% chance it's going to happen again.
Well, maybe.
So, you know, or it could happen again.
I would say it could. Yeah.
You take.
But why take the risk?
That's it. You take
measures.
Why
take the risk?
Yes.
If you are older, why on earth would you want to stay in there with them youngins and try to run with with them? I mean, we don't have the time. Plus, we don't need to be running with them anyway. If we get the virus, we don't do as well.
That's right.
If we stay in the stocks on the short term, we probably don't do as well. This thing could be a head fake where it came up 12% today.
Uh-huh.
I would say that it was. I would say that it's going to go down. I mean, I don't know, but I would say it's going to go way down before it goes way up. Do you really see it getting to 30,000 again, the Dow? Right at it?
Not
Do you really see that? Tomorrow we woke up, hey, the Dow's going to 30,000.
And everybody's outside walking around.
I don't see that.
No.
I might see it go up a little bit, 5, 10%. This is just me, but I can see some bad news hitting again. Oh, the unemployment's 30%. Oh, we just dropped 30% again. Why even put yourself in that situation if you need to retire? And I'm saying this because there's products. You can take your money out of the market and put them in. Let's just say that you got a 10 or 15% bonus. Plus, let's just say that you could make some at least 50 to 70, 80, 90% of the ups if the market goes up. But you get none of the downs. And then here's another thing. For you folks that are in the stocks, they have to pay on these mutual funds and stocks every year taxes. Wouldn't it be nice, especially if you're on Medicare and Social Security and you want to work and so, wouldn't it be nice to be able to defer those taxes where they don't even show up? You know, and another thing, what about you folks out there that didn't fix your IRA minimum distribution? Did you realize you got a gift and you're not using it? You should be calling your broker, or you could call me right now, and we can make your taxes lower if you don't need the money. If you're stuck in the market, or if you want to do something about it, you need to be doing some things right now with the new laws.
Mm-hmm.
The new law says you don't have to pay taxes on your required minimum distribution. Why are you waiting to fix that? Why are you? Because if it's an automatic drawout, they're going to send you your money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something else. There is a way. If you've got more than one IRA, you need to do this fast.
Do it now.
Because let me tell you why. You can only roll out a one IRA a year. The government screwed us over a few years ago with this one IRA rollover thing.
Uh-huh.
So if you get an RMD, you can only put one back within 60 days. And that is Ed Slott. You go reference that to Ed Slott. He's the IRA guru of the world.
Question.
Yes, sir.
If you had to, and you had two, one, mm-hmm. two,
yeah.
and you rolled one, say, in July.
Well,
would you be able to roll the other one the first of the next year?
No. You got 60 days.
It's got to be.
Let's say that the insurance company or IRA company or mutual fund company, whoever they are, sends you a required minimum distribution because you didn't stop it.
Right.
Okay. And you didn't want to pay taxes on it, and so you get two of them. Say one was $5,000, the other was $5,000. You're only going to be able to roll the one $5,000 back in within 60 days. You're screwed on the other one. You can't put it back in.
Okay.
You cannot. And I'm referencing that to Ed Slott. And Ed Slott is a genius guru about IRAs.
You'd be liking Ed Slott, don't you?
Well, Ed Slott knows more than any human about IRAs on the planet, probably.
Wow.
He is Mr. IRA. And he's a CPA that knows a lot of stuff. So if you keep up with his stuff, you know what stuff's going on.
There you go.
So that's why I know the answers to that. But I read a lot. I have to. You know, and for you folks out there, if your broker didn't call you and say, hey, you don't have to take out your RMD. Well, your broker needs, shame on you, broker.
Told you a fib.
Shame on you, advisor. You need to tell them before that money comes out. We tell our folks really quick to take opportunity. If you do not need that money, why pay the taxes on it when you don't? Look, that's a gift.
There you go.
Now, for you folks that need the money, now let's shift gears a little bit right here. We've talked about this the other day.
Okay.
For you guys that have dire need for money, you've lost your job, and you cannot survive without, you know, tapping your 401k or your IRA.
Right.
Now you can tap it and not pay taxes for 3 years on that money.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay it as you go, but seriously, if it was me, I wouldn't pay it until the end of the 3 years, because you should be able to, you know, save up and then do that.
Right.
And that's, you can use the money instead of the government using the money, okay? Because they're going to give you 3 years. Now, there's some things that you have to do or have had to go through to qualify. And one of them is you had to lose your job, or you had to be infected with the COVID, or you have someone in the family, or you had to take care of someone, or maybe your wife or husband lost their job. Then you can, okay? And there's some more reasons why you could do this. But if you're in dire need, you can use the money tax-free. And then that rollover on 60-day rollover and multiple IRAs don't count. You see, sometimes Uncle Sam can be real nice, and sometimes he can just be really bad.
Oh, so, mean old Uncle Sam.
He can really steal from you, and then he can be nice, but usually stealing from the haves to give to the have-nots. That's what he looks like he's doing right now.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. If you want to call us and get in on this discussion, 272-9228, that's 272-9228. And if you want to call David Earnest, set up an appointment that is absolutely free, consultation, 279-7431. We'll be back in just a moment with more Health and Wealth here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Don't you go away.
The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going, but with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
See there?
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431.
Call David Ernest today.
Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431, Ernest Financial, LLC.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, the radio program that brings you good news about your money with asset preservationist David Ernest. And, you know, I just got a message just a minute ago from Mississippi writer Lori Parker, who wrote the poem we had at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And if we can get that in again, we'll do it again, but I'm sure we'll have it some later in the week. She had this poem about the Mayberry COVID-19. It was pretty cute, and so we produced it up and played it. But she was listening.
Oh, well, good.
She listened to us.
We getting out that far, huh?
Yeah, well, I sent her a thing how to download the app. But she's a writer and a poet, and she makes art stuff, and she seems like a very nice lady. And she's on Facebook at Mississippi Writer Lori Parker. You might want to check it out. I think you can get the e-books, electronic books of her stuff, and get all cultured and everything in these strange times.
Yeah.
Hey, Lori.
Thank you, Lori. Talking about Trump and, regulations.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to push through, in my opinion, he's trying to push through knock off a lot of regulations. He knocked a lot of regulations off the financial industry when he came in, and it really helped us a lot. Things boomed. He helped all kinds of businesses. This COVID-19 is not his fault. He has tried, diligently to lead this nation to, be successful in every way, and we were headed that way.
Uh-huh.
Every now and then we get a recession, and every 100 years we might get something worse.
Yeah.
But we thought we had it in 2007 and 2009. We thought that was it. This is an artificial produced problem. I do think that the stock market was at least 10,000, maybe higher than it should have been, at least, based on historic standards. So if historic standards are to be utilized again, there's some economists that are saying that we should settle out around a 17,000 Dow.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm not saying that. But it concerns me that we were so overblown from some of these wise people's, viewpoint. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, until the fat lady sings,
she could. You want to see if she's going to sing?
Yeah. Go ahead. Let her sing. Let her sing again.
Because let's see. Where is that fat lady?
Well, she could be tuning up a little.
It could be a fat guy with a high voice.
It could be.
It just doesn't have to be a fat lady. But usually it's the fat lady with the opera stuff and the big helmet with the horns on it. Let's see.
But it's not over.
No.
Till the fat lady sings.
And she's going to have to sing better than that.
Yeah, well.
That's just tuning up.
Well, I didn't have much money to spend on. Oh, and here comes the other shoe dropping. We're waiting on that, too.
You don't want that to hit you. Get out of the way.
Man, that just sounds like it hurt.
Yeah, don't you know it. Well, until the shoe drops, the fat lady sings, and everything's over with, we're not going to know how far down the stock market's going to drop. But, friends, it ain't over yet, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It ain't over yet. We have not tested the lows that we might see.
Right.
We may see some serious, serious lows. And I'm not going to even venture to say how low those could be.
Uh-huh.
But they would be frightening if they happen the way I'm afraid of.
I had an idea of could describe what you're talking about everybody needs to do. But first, do you follow wrestling at all?
Well,
you remember Ric Flair?
Yeah.
Hey, how about this now? Yeah, because the governor put out that stay-at-home order.
Uh-huh.
Which basically said stay at home unless you've got someplace to go.
Right.
But here's Ric Flair.
Hey, it's Ric Flair here.
Told you.
Asking you to stay home and stop the spread and to thank all the people in the world of medicine today that are working to bring this virus to an end. Let's do this together. Stay home and stop the spread. Woo!
Woo! All right. Now, here's my idea. Here's what I thought.
All right.
You could call this either coronavirus or depression insurance.
Okay.
What you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's insurance that you won't be wiped out by the virus or a depression or a recession.
And you still grow.
Exactly.
If the market goes up, you still go.
If you're on a boat,
mm-hmm,
and there's like two boats sitting side by side, and the one you're on is on fire, you know, it'd probably be a good idea to jump on the one that ain't on fire.
Probably so.
Don't you think?
I would think.
And I think most intelligent folks would do that. So all you got to do to get off that burning boat is to call David Ernest, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. They can do this, teleconference thing.
Yeah, we can.
And y'all are using that Zoom app,
or telephone,
yeah,
whatever.
Skype, whatever.
Yeah.
And you can just do that from the comfort of your own home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can even be wearing your pajamas do that.
Or you could wear your Sunday best. We don't care.
Or you could put somebody else's picture up there.
But you could at least call and ask some questions.
There you go.
It's free.
279-7431. And if you want to get in on the conversation tonight, 272-9228, call us now. What do you think about the stay-at-home order? Do you think people are really taking it seriously?
I think some are, and I think some aren't.
Well, we're staying home.
Yeah.
We did get out yesterday. Everybody was all over me about going to Walmart because, you know, that's one of my main activities is going to Walmart. So I got on the computer, got all the stuff, and I made the order from Walmart. You know, the food.
That's smart.
Yeah. And so we went yesterday evening and picked it up, and they'll come out and put it
in
the car.
That's what we've been doing.
Yeah. And it works just fine.
And, you know, there's this other thing I heard that Publix has.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Publix is a little more expensive than Walmart.
Yeah.
But I think they'll even bring it to your house.
Well, Walmart will. I think they charge for it a little bit, though.
Well, Publix does, too.
You can pick it up for free.
But, you know, we have noticed that some of the groceries at Walmart have been missing in action. In other words, there's been so much action, they're gone. And, you know, it's kind of distressing when you want eggs and just don't have any chickens running around to strain anything like that out when it's missing in action. It's just, you know, you got to go somewhere else to find them eggs.
Yeah.
You know, and I like an egg every now and then.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lay one.
Well, you try not to. You don't want to do that.
That's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to lay a bad egg because everything I use is guaranteed.
There you go.
And if something was to go wrong, it'd all get replaced anyway, so there you go. Insurance companies guarantee everything.
But I'll tell you what now. If you have been, where did I go? I had to go somewhere yesterday. No, somewhere I was. People are I went to pay for the gas at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I went to get a cold drink at the Walmart, and they've got it sectioned off where you keep
that.
6 feet away, you know?
Yeah.
But I was very respectful. I would back up so people could walk by and still maintain that distance.
Yep.
But I think people are taking that seriously. But, you know,
need to be.
People are still out on the lake.
Well, man, listen, if you're going to be around anybody within 6 feet of them and it's a crowd,
mm-hmm.
this is just not smart.
And I wanted to go to the movies before they started closing everything down. I wanted to go see this new Vin Diesel movie called Bloodshot.
Yeah.
And it's a shoot 'em up and science fiction and good guys and bad guys. I said, yeah, that'll be good. Uh-huh. And so they closed the movie theaters.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have noticed that the commercials for these new movies
mm-hmm.
are saying in theaters and on demand on your cable. They're running the first run movies on cable.
That's smart.
Well, you have to pay for them.
Well, yeah, but better than not getting any money at all.
And I'll tell you, if you got your snacks at home, the movies are about the price of what it would be to go to the movies and pay for movie tickets.
Let me talk about something here.
Okay.
History has taught that if you stay in the market for a long time, everything comes back. But it's also taught us that sometimes it takes a long, long time for it to come back.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't happen in 2007 and 2009. It came back pretty quick. There's been some other areas of time where it took a long time. And I'm talking about over 10 years, sometimes 15.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know how much damage this is going to do to us. So all I'm saying is, you probably, if you're near retirement, if you got a 5-year window maybe in retirement or 10 at the most,
mm-hmm.
you probably need to really consider what we've been talking about. Because if you jump out sideways, let's say you jumped out sideways and we're less than 73 years old, so we added a 15% bonus, we might get you back up to where you need to be. And then if the market does grow, you'll grow. But guess what? You would have a pension. Essentially, what this is a guaranteed pension. That's what annuities are. But annuities with, you've got two or three different kind of bonuses. You've got real money bonuses, and that's the one I like. I don't really like the pension bonuses because some of the pension bonuses are huge, like 20 to 30%. Those are for income only. But listen, what were the old pensions about? People, before the 401k got so popular, everybody had a pension. And everybody had safety. Everybody had a retirement. And they didn't have to worry about it not being there because it was geared to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So there's nothing wrong with you having your own private pension that's geared to be there, especially if you were to jump out and we added 10 or 15% and you died the next day, that's how much cash your wife or family would get. You got $100,000. If we added 15% to it, there's $115,000. If something goes wrong with your health, if you died the next day, your wife or your beneficiaries would get $115,000, not the $100,000. You take $100,000, go put it in the stock market right now.
Uh-huh.
You might get a gain. You might get a loss. You put it in the bank, you might as well get a loss because it's not going to even do you any good.
What was it they said on South Park? They put the kids $100 in the bank, and it went in the market, and they said, and it's gone.
That can happen, too.
It just went away.
That can happen. But what would be wrong for someone to take this money, and then if they think they're financial gurus, they could take this money out as soon as they put it in one of these annuities.
Mm-hmm.
They could take it out and go invest that bonus somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, if it's liquid enough, which mm-hmm. some of our products are. So what I'm trying to say is this stuff can lock you in and be your friend where you'll never have to worry again.
I like that.
Well, for real, if someone says, hey, don't worry about it. We've got you back.
Right.
You know, you can't get sick. We're going to take care of you. If you get sick, we're going to pay for everything. If you, go broke, we're going to replace your money. We'll never let it go away anyway. I mean, what else does anybody want when they get older? You know, you build all that money up, and you want security. And there's all kinds of securities. I mean, right now we're talking about stock market a lot, but there's a lot of other things that can take your money away, like nursing home,
mm-hmm.
Medicaid, wouldn't pay for anything. You know, you could run over somebody with your car and a judgment could take everything away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of these programs that we have are judgment-proof. They're judgment-proof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I say judgment-proof, only your spouse or the IRS could get to it.
Right.
That good old Uncle Sam, he's always got, you know, a way to get to it. And it seems like the spouses do, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that, the spouse. I don't know about the Uncle Sam. I don't think he needs to be getting in this stuff. He needs to stay away. But right now, he's opened up his purses and trying to give your money to everybody. Well, I guess he has to because the economy's in gridlock. What else can he do?
Exactly.
You know? And the shoe hadn't dropped yet. And the fat lady hadn't sung yet. So here I am saying, hey, why don't you let me make her sing better?
Get a fat lady that's on key.
Yeah, I can make it really feel good and sound good.
Do you think maybe we just should have like a fat person, not just a gender neutral person, so we don't offend it? Of course, it'll offend gender neutral people then.
Well, you know that old saying.
Uh huh.
You can never satisfy 100% of everybody. Maybe you can satisfy the majority or more people.
Uh-huh.
You're never going to satisfy everybody. Nobody's ever going to be happy, not everybody. Mm-hmm. They're never going to be happy.
Maybe I should get the thesaurus out and see another word for fat.
But if you can make most people happy,
uh-huh.
If you can take care of most people and give most people intelligent advice and they listen, you mm-hmm. know, that's good. But you're not ever going to get through to everybody.
Well,
you know, not everybody's going to think the same. Well, we have a lot of different mindsets.
You know what Abraham Lincoln said?
What's that?
I'm shot! No, he said...
okay.
He said you can fool some of the people some of the time. Wait a minute. How did he say you can fool some of the people...
But not all the people all the time?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was...
Well, that's right.
And so this, some of the people...
So this stock market going up like it is... Can fool some of the people,
uh-huh.
but not everybody, because some of these financial people know that it could and probably is a head fake.
There you go.
We're not through enough of the bad stuff yet to say where we are yet. We don't even know what's going on other than be careful, be safe, don't get in front of people with the virus, stay away from them, and if you're in the stock market, be careful because it could go way down before. So we don't know.
Okay.
We don't know.
I found what he said.
Okay.
He said, you can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time.
True.
So,
that's right.
Go. I wonder if he thought that up himself.
So, these economists know that you could lose your dough.
Mm-hmm.
I know you could lose your dough. Enthusiasm is enthusiasm. Timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
We know that time, if you got enough of it, the dough will come back. But how much time does it take for that dough to rise?
I like that. Yeah, you got your dough rising.
Especially if you got some bad dough involved.
But see, the thing is, like you just said, you got to have that dough somewhere where it's conducive for it to rise. If you put it somewhere where the climate's not right, it's not going to rise. We lived up in Washington State. And I tried to make some bread one time. I like to make bread in the oven. Well, it didn't rise. It wouldn't work right. Well, they're way, way above sea level up there, and you have to do it different to get to get your dough to rise.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I one Thanksgiving, I cooked a turkey for 9 hours. Like, it never got done. It was just different atmospheric or barometric pressure or something.
I thought maybe you said the turkeys were different. I didn't know.
Well, they might have been.
There's a lot of turkeys everywhere.
Washington turkeys, you know.
Yeah, Washington.
It's 272-9228.
If anybody's got any ideas on how mm-hmm. to, you know, do some of this stuff, you know, or got a question on about what they should do mm-hmm. or could do or, you know, any of that, 272-9228, we might could. Tell you, we might not.
And I have a question for any of our listeners.
What's that?
Do you know anybody personally? You don't have to give us any names, but do you know anybody who's got the virus? I actually have a cousin who he and his wife tested positive for it. And that's the only people I know of.
Well, you know, they got this thing called herd immunity they keep talking about.
Yeah.
In other words, we're all human.
Yeah.
So eventually, supposedly, don't hold me to this, I keep hearing numbers like 70%, 80%. But you know there's this virus. I'll use it for an example. This is a virus called Epstein-Barr virus.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many people have it in their body? Almost 100%. It's like 99 point something.
Now, what is that? You told me that.
Epstein-Barr virus is something that causes mononucleosis, the kissing disease.
Yeah,
but there's other diseases it could cause. It could cause all kinds of things that could play havoc on you and kill you, okay? So there's a certain element of risk.
Yeah.
Viruses, a lot of it is just going to live in us. We got a phone call?
We do have a phone call.
Yeah, let's take it. Let's take it.
All right. You are on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Who's this? And don't cuss.
It's Barbara, and I'm not going to cuss.
Okay.
Hey,
I know three people that had the virus. They're better. And I know one person that was exposed to the first person in Alabama to have it.
Yeah.
So the people that you know, do they have a hog hunting company?
No. They're up toward Birmingham. It's actually some family members. And I don't want to get into, because they asked me not to say that.
I know. Yeah. I don't want to name mine either, that would give you a good clue. Well, now, isn't that funny?
Yeah, my
because
folks
Because we haven't really had that many cases in Alabama, and we each know.
How about that?
Yeah.
But my folks are doing a lot better, they said. How about yours?
These are too. And like I said, my friend that was exposed to the first one, he just went home for 14-day quarantine, and he's fine. So.
Well, that's great.
But, it is. It's a crazy thing, and you don't know what to do and what not to do. And I think KIV has overstepped her bounds, but that's my personal opinion.
Well, you're not the only one. I think a lot of people think that too.
You know, Alabama is doing great, and if everybody in Florida and Georgia would stay away, we probably would have been doing great.
Yeah, it's their fault.
I don't know.
It's their fault. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Hope you folks get the feeling
better. Enjoy the show. Y'all take care. Thank you.
You too. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for calling.
That was Miss Barbara calling this evening.
Well, you know, there's going to be people that are going to be touched by this, and as time goes along, there may be much, much more of us. We don't know. Because this thing goes in surges, and supposedly it'll resurrect. Now, we don't know, and the medical profession does not know. But we do know these hot spots are bad, like New York, New Jersey, Seattle, some parts of Florida are bad. In some parts of Georgia are bad. It seems like Alabama, being the rednecks that we are.
We are.
The virus just doesn't like us.
Well, we drink a lot. I mean, they say alcohol's good for
it. I believe that it does. And I believe a little bourbon at night and kind of gargle it down.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, bourbon is, if you got 60 proof, you've got, or 80 proof, you got 40%. You got 100 proof, you got 50% ethanol. I don't think it likes it too much.
Yeah, so if you're not drinking, start.
No.
It'll save your life.
No, I don't know about that.
You can quit afterwards.
We're not going to put that one out there. But, you know, who knows?
When I was a kid.
We don't know.
When I was a kid, you got what they call the croup. You're coughing and everything. What's the first thing they give you?
A toddy.
Some whiskey and some
honey,
peppermint candy or honey or something.
Yeah.
And you quit coughing.
It works. There's a lot of good in the old fashioned remedies.
Of course, don't go out and start drinking. That's probably a bad idea.
I can tell you this, my dad, he had a blood clot behind his heart. Supposedly, he started drinking wine. My mom started making old fashioned wine and eating a garlic every day.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody could be around him very much. Within a year, the whole thing cleared out, and they could put two knees in him. The doctor said, "Amazing that everything's dissolved."
Yeah.
But it really, I think the clot just left because of the garlic. It couldn't stand the smell anymore.
I've heard that thing about the wine. And, you know, our old buddy Larry King, you know, he advertises this garlic. And it's a capsule with the garlic in it. And he says it doesn't give you the bad breath. But where's the fun in that? And it keeps vampires away, too.
Yeah. And I love onions, too. Raw onions, I love them.
I will cook with some onion and some stuff sometime.
Well, I like to eat them raw.
My mama makes dressing with onions in it.
Yeah.
And, of course, I make the chili with a little onion.
Old-fashioned hot peppers with cornbread. You ever try that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
I need to bring... You like
a little buttermilk with it?
Yeah, you like pepper sauce?
Oh, yeah.
I need to bring you some. I've made some. I got some that's like
I love all this stuff.
I got some that's 4 and 5 years old. It's like,
well, that's going to be some powerful stuff. That's,
well, I try not to make it too hot, but Daddy grew peppers 1 year, and we had them coming out our ears, which, if you've never seen anything like that, it's kind of odd to see something like that.
Well, you know, a lot of that stuff's good for you as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's got all kinds of antioxidants and other stuff in it, you know?
And so I can always tell when it's a bottle I made, because I always save the weird-looking bottles. You know, like anything you get in a bottle, you can save and put pepper sauce in.
Yeah. You should have seen some of the bottles that my mom put the wine in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and her Baptist friends, this is the funny thing for all your Baptist friends. They wouldn't admit it at church, but she started getting phone calls from some of the lay people and some of the preachers. They said, "Will you make us some for that, but keep it at your house?"
Yeah, we'll come by and get it.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
Yeah, put it out on the porch. We'll get it after dark.
Yeah, I mean, even the Baptists know that a good drink of wine, Jesus drank wine. It's not going to hurt you.
He was.
I mean, that was real wine. Now that wasn't grape juice.
Now we're got about 2-3 minutes before we go, and I wanted to play something.
Okay.
On the way
out. Go right ahead.
But I want you to close things out for us this evening.
Well, you know, we like to hit everything on a high note.
Yeah.
And here's the good thing. We are the United States of America. We're Americans. We're going to whip this thing. We're going to win. But we also, we're given a brain, and we're given choices, just like a life. So I guess since no one is going to say, hey, this is what you need to do, and that's what you need to do, you're going to have suggestions. I'm making a suggestion. Call me at 279-7431. Find out for real what I can do to potentially put you in a good spot. Now, for you young folks, we have other programs, but we're not so concerned about you right now because we're concerned about people losing their money because of what's going on, okay? So if you're 50-plus and you're concerned about what we've been talking about and you're concerned about the future of your retirement plan, why don't you give us a call and just look at it? Just take a look. What do you have to lose? You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. But if you don't, what do you have to lose? I don't even want to say.
There you go.
279-7431.
And we'll be back tomorrow night. Hopefully, Leah will be with us.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that there's a little sickness over at her house.
Well, she might not be back tomorrow if that child's fever is still 103 or 4. I don't want her to come around.
Well, if she's...
we'll see.
If she's here, we'll be glad to see her. If not, we'll be glad to see you, too, here tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock on the Health and Wealth Show. And if you hadn't called David Ernest at 279-7431, you better think about it.
Think about what you said.
That's right. Think about it.
Think about the consequences of your act.
Think.
Oh, shut up, woman.
You better think, man.